The opinions and ideas conveyed in this podcast are intended for informational purposes only. Always consult a physician concerning changes to diet, exercise, or general health concerns.
All right, low blood pressure. You might think you know a thing or two about it.
Right.
You always hear about the dangers of high blood pressure.
Oh, yeah.
But what about when it's low?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really the free pass to good health? Everyone says it is.
Good question.
That's what we'll be unpacking today.
Okay.
Low blood pressure or hypotension.
Yep.
What does it really mean for your health?
It's so interesting, right?
Yeah.
Because there's this misconception that low blood pressure is always good.
Right.
But just like anything in the body, balance is key.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Think of your circulatory system like an engine.
Okay.
A finely tuned engine.
I gotcha.
If the pressure is too low, the fuel, the oxygen and nutrients can't get to the important parts.
To the vital organs.
To the vital organs, exactly.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Can you give me the basics of how low blood pressure is actually defined?
So blood pressure, it's the force of blood against your arteries as your heart pumps.
Okay.
And we measure that in millimeters of mercury.
Right.
Hg.
Yeah, Hg.
You've seen it written like 120 over 80.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The top number, the systolic pressure, that's when your heart contracts.
Right.
The bottom, diastolic, is when it relaxes.
Between beats.
Yes, between beats.
Gotcha.
Now, a normal reading is usually around 12, 20, 80.
Right.
But when we talk low blood pressure
or
hypotension, we're usually talking below 90, 60.
Okay, so if my reading is below 90-60, should I be worried?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It's important to remember that everyone is different.
Right.
What's low for one person
might
be totally normal for another.
Makes sense.
Some people naturally have lower blood pressure and it's fine.
Okay.
It's when you start getting symptoms,
uh-huh.
especially recurring ones, that it's time to pay attention.
Okay, so let's talk about those symptoms. What should we be looking out for?
Well, imagine you're at a concert.
Okay.
You're standing for a long time in a really crowded space.
Right.
You start to feel lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
Your vision blurs.
Yeah.
You feel that cold sweat.
Okay.
And you might even faint.
Wow. Okay.
This is a classic example of what we call neurally mediated hypotension.
Gotcha.
It's often triggered by standing for a long time.
I see.
We think it happens because the heart and the brain aren't communicating properly.
Oh, wow.
And this leads to a sudden drop in blood pressure.
So that lightheadedness and dizziness, I imagine that could happen in other situations too.
Absolutely.
Like if you stand up too fast.
Exactly.
After sitting or lying down.
You might feel dizzy.
Yeah.
Especially if you've been sitting or lying for a while.
Right.
That's called orthostatic hypotension.
Oh, okay.
It can be very disorienting.
Yeah.
Like the world is tilting.
Yeah.
And along with dizziness, you might also feel tired, weak, have blurred vision, or find it hard to concentrate.
Right. So low blood pressure is basically
depriving
the brain and organs of enough oxygen and nutrients.
Exactly.
So those symptoms make a lot of sense.
You do.
But what actually causes this drop in blood pressure?
Right.
Is it always just not drinking enough water?
Dehydration is a big one.
Okay.
Especially when it's hot or after exercise.
Yeah.
When your body loses more fluid than it takes in, it lowers your blood volume.
Okay.
Leading to a drop in blood pressure.
So it's more than just that.
Oh, yeah.
There are other things going on.
There are a lot of other factors.
Like what?
Well, think about the heart, the pump. If there's a problem with the pump, it can impact blood pressure. Things like a slow heart rate or issues with the heart valves can cause low blood pressure.
So it could be the heart itself.
Yes.
Not just external factors.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then you've got endocrine disorders to think about, too.
Mm.
Conditions like Addison's disease.
Right.
Which affects the adrenal glands.
Yeah.
Or even low blood sugar can lead to low blood pressure.
Wow. Okay.
And here's a strange one.
Okay.
Low blood pressure can actually be a side effect of some medications.
Really?
Including some prescribed for high blood pressure.
Wait, so the medication that's supposed to lower blood pressure could lower it too much?
Sometimes, yes.
Huh. That's weird.
It happens more often than you'd think.
Wow.
It shows how important it is to know the side effects of any medication you're taking.
Yeah.
And to talk openly with your doctor.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about dehydration, heart conditions, endocrine problems.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, you mentioned low blood pressure means the brain and organs aren't getting enough.
Oxygen and nutrients.
Yeah.
Right.
That can also happen with blood loss after an injury or surgery.
Oh.
Severe infection, like septicemia,
right,
can trigger a drop in blood pressure as the body fights the infection.
I see.
And even nutritional deficiencies like a lack of B12 or folate can play a role.
Okay, so there's a lot to it.
There is.
It sounds like low blood pressure could be a symptom of something bigger.
Yeah.
Is it ever a problem on its own?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It really depends.
Okay.
Sometimes low blood pressure is a primary condition. Mm-hmm. There's no other cause.
Gotcha.
But often it's secondary, a symptom of something else.
Okay.
The important thing is to figure out what's causing the drop.
Right.
So you can treat the root cause.
So you have to play detective.
Exactly.
Figure out what's really going on.
And speaking of piecing things together.
Yeah.
Did you know there are different types of low blood pressure?
Oh, really?
Each with its own triggers and symptoms.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Tell me more about these different types.
Well, we talked about two already.
Right.
Orthostatic hypotension.
When you stand up too fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And neurally mediated hypotension.
The fainting from standing too long.
Yeah, but there's more.
What else is there?
There's something called postprandial hypotension.
Okay.
It happens after eating.
After eating?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more common in older people.
Interesting.
It's thought to be caused by blood flowing to the digestive system.
Okay.
Which leads to a temporary drop in blood pressure elsewhere.
So that's why people might feel weak or lightheaded after a meal.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
And then there's severe hypotension.
Okay.
This is associated with shock.
Okay.
This is serious.
Right.
Your blood pressure drops really low.
Yeah.
It can be from severe infections, blood loss, allergic reactions, or even heart problems.
That sounds scary.
It can be.
So low blood pressure isn't always harmless then?
No.
It can actually be really serious.
It's true.
And maybe even life-threatening.
It can be, yes.
So we need to know the risks and get medical advice if we have any worrying symptoms.
Exactly. It's like your organs are these delicate ecosystems.
Okay.
They rely on oxygen and nutrients delivered through the blood.
Mm-hmm.
But if that supply is low, consistently low.
Right.
Those ecosystems suffer.
So it's not just about feeling bad in the moment.
No.
There could be long-term damage.
Exactly.
To vital organs.
That's over time, yeah.
Okay.
Low blood pressure can affect your kidneys, your liver, other vital organs.
That's pretty serious then.
And in extreme cases, it can even increase the risk of stroke or heart attack.
Really? I thought that was just high blood pressure.
It's less common with low blood pressure.
Okay.
But it can happen.
Because of the blood supply.
The blood supply to the heart and brain is compromised, yes.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
And then there's the impact on cognitive function.
Right, the brain.
Exactly.
If it's not getting enough blood.
You might have memory problems, trouble concentrating,
mm-hmm.
even an increased risk of dementia later on.
Mm, this is all pretty scary stuff.
It's definitely something to be aware of.
So what can people do about it?
That's the good news.
Yeah.
There are ways to manage low blood pressure.
Okay. Yeah.
And improve your health.
Okay.
The best approach depends on the person and the underlying cause.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes simple lifestyle changes can make all the difference.
Okay, so what kind of lifestyle changes are we talking about?
Well, we talked about staying hydrated.
Right, drinking enough water.
That's always important.
Yeah.
But there are other things,
mm-hmm.
especially for that orthostatic hypotension.
Right, the dizziness from standing.
Yeah, don't jump up suddenly.
Okay.
Give your body a chance to adjust.
Go slow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From sitting or lying to standing slowly.
What if you have to get up quickly, though?
Like if something's happening.
Yeah, someone needs you or you're in a hurry.
You can try something called counter maneuvers.
What's that?
Before you stand, tense your leg muscles for a few seconds.
Okay.
Or cross your legs. These movements help blood flow.
So you don't get that sudden drop.
Exactly.
That's a good tip.
And, you know, what you eat can also impact your blood pressure.
Really?
For some people, a salty snack with water can be helpful.
I thought that was a myth.
It's not.
Okay.
Salt helps retain water.
Right.
Which increases blood volume and raises blood pressure.
But too much salt.
Too much salt is bad, yeah.
So you should always talk to your doctor first.
Always a good idea.
So staying hydrated, standing up slowly, maybe a salty snack.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Regular exercise.
Oh, okay.
It can really help.
Because it makes your heart stronger.
Exactly. Your heart gets a workout.
Yeah.
It gets better at pumping blood.
Right.
Which helps regulate blood pressure.
Makes sense. Any type of exercise.
Low impact exercises are usually best for people with low blood pressure.
Like what?
Swimming, cycling, brisk walking.
Okay.
They get your heart rate up.
Mm-hmm.
without putting too much stress on your body.
Gotcha.
And listen to your body. Right. Don't push yourself too hard.
Especially when you're first starting out.
Exactly.
And stay hydrated, of course.
Always.
Always.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
Here's one you might not expect.
Okay.
Avoid long hot showers or baths.
Oh, really? Why?
The heat makes your blood vessels dilate.
Okay.
Which can lower blood pressure.
So a quick lukewarm shower is better?
If you're prone to low blood pressure, yeah.
Interesting.
And if you do take a hot bath, get out slowly.
Right.
Sit on the edge for a bit before standing up.
Let your body adjust.
Exactly.
These are all good tips.
And have you heard of compression stockings?
Yeah, but I thought those were for varicose veins.
They can be, but they can also help with low blood pressure.
Oh.
They improve blood flow.
Right.
And prevent blood from pooling in your legs.
Okay.
They're good for people who are on their feet a lot.
Right.
Pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
People who travel frequently.
So I could ask my doctor about those.
Yeah, if you think they might help. What about medication? Is that ever needed for low blood pressure?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay.
If lifestyle changes aren't enough.
Right.
Or if there's an underlying condition,
mm-hmm.
your doctor might recommend medication.
To raise blood pressure.
Exactly. There are a few different types.
Okay.
The best one for you depends on your situation.
Right.
It's important to remember,
mm-hmm.
managing low blood pressure is an ongoing process.
Right. So it's not a one-time fix.
No. You might need to adjust things over time.
Depending on how your body responds.
Exactly. Find what works for you.
And be patient.
Be patient, yes.
It's about taking control of your health.
That's it.
Being proactive.
Being proactive, yes.
So there are certain times in life
mm-hmm.
when you might need to be extra careful.
Right.
We talked about older adults.
Yeah.
Who else?
Pregnant women.
Oh, right.
They need to be careful about their blood pressure.
Because their body goes through so many changes.
Exactly.
And their blood volume increases.
Yes.
So that can affect blood pressure.
It can cause a slight drop.
Okay.
Which is usually normal.
Okay.
But it's still important to monitor it.
Mm-hmm.
And tell your doctor about any big changes.
So even if it's normal,
yeah.
it's still something to keep an eye on.
Exactly. Be aware of your body.
Right.
And any changes that are happening.
What about athletes?
Athletes are another group that might see changes in blood pressure.
I can see how pushing your body could affect that.
Well-trained athletes often have lower resting heart rates and blood pressure.
Ah, interesting.
It's a sign of fitness.
Okay.
Their hearts are really efficient.
Right.
They don't need as much pressure to circulate blood.
So low blood pressure can be a good thing.
In that case, yes.
For athletes.
A sign of a healthy heart.
Okay.
But they still need to be careful.
Right.
Stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid overexertion.
Yeah.
Especially in the heat.
So low blood pressure.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mixed bag.
That's a good way to put it.
It can be good or bad.
It depends on the context.
Right. And the person.
It might not always be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be aware of the risks.
Okay.
And take steps to manage it.
Right. So lifestyle changes, diet adjustments,
yes.
maybe even medication.
If needed.
Always talk to your doctor.
Of course.
And we're back. For the final part of our deep dive into low blood pressure.
Okay.
I've got to say, I've learned a lot about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you think about every day.
Right.
We've talked about what causes it, the symptoms, the risks,
mm-hmm.
and even some tips for managing it.
Right, right.
Where can our listeners go to learn more?
Oh, that's a good question.
What resources would you recommend?
Well, there's a lot of information out there,
mm-hmm.
but you need to be careful about the source.
Yeah, for sure.
Make sure it's reliable and trustworthy.
Absolutely. So where should people start?
I always recommend the American Heart Association.
Okay, yeah.
Their website has so much good stuff.
Articles, videos, even interactive tools.
To help you understand your blood pressure.
Exactly.
So you can make healthy choices.
Yes, exactly.
The American Heart Association.
Yeah.
Definitely a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Any other organizations?
The National Institutes of Health.
The NIH.
The NIH, yes.
Okay.
They're another excellent resource.
Right.
They fund a lot of medical research. So you can find the latest findings on their website.
Oh, that's cool.
Lots of information on different health conditions.
Including hypotension.
Including hypotension, yes.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
What about websites or online communities?
Oh, there are tons of online forums and support groups.
Okay, that's...
Specifically for low blood pressure.
Yeah.
Those are great places to connect with other people.
Right, who are dealing with the same thing.
Exactly. You can share tips,
yeah.
advice, get support.
Right. Realize you're not alone.
Exactly.
That's so important.
It is.
And of course, you should always talk to your doctor.
Yeah, always.
About any concerns you have.
They're your best resource for personalized advice.
Right.
Don't hesitate to ask questions. Mm-hmm. Share your concerns. Mm-hmm. Tell them about any symptoms you're having.
Okay.
They can help you figure out if anything else is going on.
Right.
And recommend the best treatment plan.
It's easy to ignore low blood pressure.
It is.
But it's always better to be safe than sorry.
Right. Get professional advice.
Okay. So we've mostly talked about the risks of low blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Are there ever times when it's actually a good thing?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
There's more and more evidence that slightly lower blood pressure than average might actually be good for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It might mean you live longer and have a lower risk of some health problems.
So, like, the opposite of what we've been talking about.
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, so how does that work?
Well, some studies show that people with naturally lower blood pressure
tend to have less cardiovascular disease, less stroke, even less of some cancers.
Huh, that's interesting.
Seems weird, right?
Yeah, it does.
But researchers think that lower blood pressure
puts
less stress on the arteries and blood vessels, so they're protected from damage over time.
So maybe it's not always bad?
Not always, no.
If your blood pressure's a little low?
Exactly.
Okay.
It all comes back to the individual.
Right.
And their overall health.
If you're healthy and active and you feel fine, maybe it's a good thing.
It could be a sign of good health, yeah.
So it's about finding that balance.
Balance is key.
Not too high, not too low, just right for you.
Exactly.
And that's where talking to your doctor comes in.
Absolutely. They can help you figure that out.
This has been so interesting.
I'm glad.
I feel like we've really gotten to the bottom of this. Any final thoughts?
Just remember, knowledge is power. The more you know about your body, the better choices you can make.
Makes sense.
So keep learning, stay curious, and ask questions.
Don't be afraid to advocate for yourself.
Exactly.
Low blood pressure.
Yeah.
It might not always be on your mind.
True.
But it's important.
It is.
Know the risks. Recognize the symptoms.
Yes.
And be proactive.
Take care of yourself.
This has been really eye-opening.
I'm glad to hear that.
I think we've covered a lot about low blood pressure.
We have.
From top to bottom.
From top to bottom, yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to all of you for listening.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Remember, your health is your most valuable asset.
Take care of it.
So take care of yourself. And we'll be back with more deep dives soon.
See you next time.
Be well.